Okay, our
Wait, I have a
friends.
question.
I love a question.
Does Sleeping Beauty sleepwalk?
Does Sleeping Beauty sleepwalk? No, she didn't. She didn't sleepwalk. But you know, it's so funny that you asked that question because today's story has a sleepwalker in it. It's true. Today's story is from Cinderella. It's called A Nighttime Stroll. And it is, let's see, hold on, one, two, three, four, five. It's the fifth story in the Disney Bedtime Favorites book. And it is read today by Mommy and Heeny. Love it.
Heeny me.
I don't know what it is, but here you are.
Heeny me.
You ready?
Heeny me.
Here we go. Cinderella! Cinderella! Gus yelled, running into Cinderella's room. There's a new mouse in the barn. Her name is Greta. Can she stay with us? Cinderella smiled at her friend Mouse. Of course, she said. There's always room here for one more. Cinderella loved her mouse friends. She had rescued them from her stepmother's cat, Lucifer, before she met the prince, and now they lived with her in the palace. Cinderella and the mice got to work. They wanted to make their new friend feel right at home. The mice built a tiny bed for Greta and stuffed a mouse-sized mattress with dandelion fluff from the palace lawn. Meanwhile, Cinderella sewed Greta some new clothes, and Gus made a nightstand out of a spool of thread. Greta will sleep like a baby mouse, Gus said, placing a small vase of flowers on the nightstand. Wow, that room that they have made for her is kind of amazing, don't you think? It's a very nice looking bed. Gus couldn't wait to introduce his new friend to Cinderella. Greta, Gus cried, this is Cinderetti. The princess knelt to shake Greta's tiny paw with her pinky finger. You're very welcome here, the princess said. You must be hungry. Greta patted her tummy and nodded. Cinderella smiled at her new mouse friend. Why don't we get you dressed? Then we'll have a nice, filling dinner. While the mice had been making Greta's bed, Cinderella's bird friends had prepared a huge welcome feast. Whoa. There was, get ready, a baby lettuce salad, grilled cheese, oh, yum, and soup with tiny toast corners and every kind of nut the palace kitchen stocked. Whoa, that sounds like a feast for some mice. Greta happily dug into the food while the mice asked her all sorts of questions. Soon, Gus noticed Greta's eyelids drooping. Taking her by the paw, he showed her to her new bed.
Oh,
Greta said, clapping in delight.
Such a snug bed. Thank you.
Greta climbed into her bed and was soon fast asleep, snoring softly into her dandelion pillow. Now, that's where she lived happily ever after, and that's the end of the story, right? What? No, you're right, there's more. Later that night, a shadowy figure marched down a path in the royal garden. Ooh. Halt, one of the watchmen called. Who goes there? The guard knelt down and peered into the shadowy lane. Why, it's one of Her Highness's mouse friends, he said. Greta rubbed her eyes and looked around.
Where am I?
she asked, confused. The guard smiled and told Greta that she was in the garden, and then he walked her back to the palace. How did she get down there? The next morning, Greta told her friends about her nighttime adventure.
It was so strange,
she said.
It was like she teleported. One moment I was in bed, all cozy cozy and snug, having the nicest dream.
And then what happened? Jacques asked.
I woke up in the garden,
Greta exclaimed.
In my nightgown, with no idea how I'd gotten there.
The mice gasped.
I've never sleepwalked before, not ever,
Greta said, taking a bite of a blueberry. Everyone agreed Greta's sleepwalking was likely a one-time thing. She was probably just getting used to her new bed.
I'm sure it won't happen again,
Greta agreed, cheerfully.
Where she went into her bed and started sleeping, and then when she wakes up, it's like you teleport. Minecraft form, throw an ender pearl, and you teleport there.
It's
where it hits the ground.
It's something else. That night, Greta went to bed confident that she'd stay put until morning. A few hours later, though, she woke up at the palace gates with no memory of how she'd gotten there. Then, the night after that, she marched right through the gates and into the streets.
Rats,
Greta said as a kind villager walked her back to the palace. Over the next few days, Cinderella and her mouse friends did everything they could to help Greta. Jacques tried giving her a glass of warm milk before bed.
Always helps me sleep tight,
he said. But Greta woke up in the middle of the village. Gus tried putting noisy crumpled paper around Greta's bed, but she marched right through it without blinking an eye. Cinderella tried putting a mouse-sized gate at the front door, but Greta picked the lock and waltzed right out of the palace without waking up.
I didn't even know I could pick locks,
Greta said.
You learn something new every day.
Oh, every night, Gus agreed. This is too funny. Have you ever heard of anybody who could pick a lock while they were asleep? That's just bananas.
I can. I'm a code hacker.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
Brilliant.
I'm a code hacker, so I can do anything.
Brilliant. Well, you never know who it's going to be with mommy, you guys.
Fly in a survival world. Mine bedrock.
No matter how hard Cinderella and her friends tried to keep Greta inside the palace, nothing worked. Every night she woke up farther and farther away. Finally, early one morning, Greta woke up with sore feet in a village she didn't recognize. She'd never been that far from the palace before. She couldn't even see it on the horizon.
Where am I?
The little mouse wondered out loud as she walked the streets. The town she'd sleepwalked into was tiny and quiet. Everyone was still asleep. Suddenly, Greta stopped. The most glorious smell was wafting out of a little shop.
A cheese shop!
Greta exclaimed, the glorious smell that practically had her floating closer to the door was definitely cheese, but not just any cheese.
I've never smelled a cheese like that,
Greta murmured. It was stinky and rich, but she was sure it would taste amazing.
I solved the mystery,
she said, bursting through the door after she found her way back to the palace. Greta explained her latest adventure to her friends.
My nose has been leading me to a cheese shop every night,
she said.
It just took me a while to get there.
Can you imagine having a nose so strong that you could smell something in a different city? That's amazing, isn't it? Everyone was curious about the amazing cheese. What could smell so wonderful that it made Greta sleepwalk all the way to the next village? So shortly after breakfast, Cinderella summoned the royal coach. Soon, she and her mouse friends were on their way to the countryside.
There it is!
Greta squeaked, pointing to the shop.
Fromagerie.
That is French for
cheese.
It's a cheese shop. The coach pulled to a stop and the friends climbed out. The humble cheese shop owner was very surprised to find himself with none other than the royal princess and a handful of mice as his first customers of the day. It took Greta only a few seconds of sniffing around to identify the stinky cheese she'd been sleepwalking toward.
"It's this one,"
she said. The shop owner happily gave Greta a sample.
"Oh, it's glorious,"
Greta said.
It's like sunrise and sunset and smelly feet all rolled into one."
"Would you want to eat smelly feet?" "Gross." Cinderella was glad her new friend had found something she enjoyed so much. With a wink at the shop owner, she bought an entire week's worth of cheese for her little friend. And that night, Greta had such a wonderful bedtime snack, several tiny crackers smeared with her new favorite cheese.
"Yum,"
she said.
"That really hit the spot."
And then, her tummy full, she snuggled into bed, where she stayed all night. I bet she felt better after a good night's sleep, don't you? And that, my dear friends, is the end.